Lawsuit: California high school officials compared teen Save Girls sports t-shirts to a swastika. By Warner Todd Houston on November 21, 2024. A pair of teenage girls at a California high school are accusing officials in their athletic department of comparing their Save Girls sports t-shirts to swastikas. Caitlin and Taylor, who play on teams for Martin Luther King High School in Riverside, California, say they were disrespected by school officials when they wore their Save Girls sports shirts in response to a transgender player who rarely attended practice and should not have qualified, but who was still placed on a varsity team, displacing Taylor, Fox News reported. Now the girls are suing their school. My initial reaction was like, I was really surprised. Because it was like, why is this happening to me? Taylor said. There's a transgender student on the team. Why am I getting displaced when I've worked so hard and gone to all of the practices? And this student has only attended a few of the practices. The girls allege in their lawsuit that school officials made them remove their activist shirts and were told they were creating a hostile environment at the school. They also say that officials said the shirts were the same as wearing a swastika. It was definitely hard to hear because we're by no means trying to be hateful, Caitlin said. We're just wearing a shirt that expresses what we believe in. Trying to raise awareness to a situation. The girls also point out that the trans student has been allowed to wear trans pride items and was allowed to carry a LGBTQ pride flag in school. The biological male transgender athlete who displaced TS on the girls' varsity team had recently transferred from another local high school after breaking that school's all-time cross-country record for the girls' cross-country team, the girls' lawsuit reads. TS, who had held a position on the girls' varsity top 7 since August 2024, was removed from the girls' varsity top 7 to make room on the girls' varsity top 7 for an 11th grade transgender student, and TS was relegated to the junior varsity team for one of the most important meets of the season for college recruitment, the complaint added. Taylor also alleges that being thrown off the team could harm her future education by possibly preventing her from winning scholarships. Attorney Julianne Fleischer alleges that the school violated her client's First and 14th Amendment rights and their Title IX protections. We're seeing more and more women and young girls speak up and challenge these policies that are allowing biological boys to join and participate in these sports, Fleischer insisted. And so there's lawsuits that are popping up all around the country. We're hopeful that even with the incoming administration and Congress that we're going to see real positive change to Title IX that actually upholds and safeguards the rights of women to participate in their sports and to be safe and to be able to compete amongst one another. Fleischer is correct that more women and girls are rising up against allowing men who identify as women to play in women's sports. Watch, taking back women's sports, young women are being sacrificed on altar of political correctness. For instance, a girls' high school volleyball team at a Christian school in Merced, California, recently forfeited a game because they did not wish to compete against a trans player. The Christian high school is only one of a growing list of school teams that are refusing to play against opponents with transgender players. A lawsuit was filed this year against San Jose State University, SJSU, and the Mountain West Conference for allowing a male athlete to play on the SJSU women's volleyball team. To date, 5 colleges have refused to play against SJSU over the school's inclusion of transgender player Blair Fleming. The National Collegiate Athletics Association, NCAA, is also being sued by several groups over its policy of allowing transgender players to play as women. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.